Welcome to Open Line. Open Line is an official forum hosted by Naval Station officials. For all the current information you need, keep it tuned in to Radio Gitmo.
All right, welcome back, Gitmo. It is Open Line. We are here. I'm DJ Raph the Mac, aka Petty Officer Raphael McCory. We are here with Alex from The Next, and then we've got a special guest today. CMC couldn't be with us, but we are here with Chief Williams. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Can't complain. How was the weekend?
Quiet.
You said the Q word?
Ooh, yeah, I know.
You're going to
really.
Regret that.
Come on.
You're going to regret that.
Weather was all right. I mean, it was a little, you know, it was what it was, kind of like right now.
I'm loving it.
Don't you think?
I love it. I'm happy with it. I won't complain.
It's actually been Gitmo cold. That's what I keep calling it.
I will take it. If it can be like this for the rest of the quote-unquote winter, I will take that happily.
How about you, Chief?
The weekend was pretty good. I got to enjoy the four-day, football, did some bowling, so got to relax. So it was a good weekend.
So we
got to
ask, what's your team?
I'm a Eagles fan. Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
Wow, I just mentioned Cowboys, so no wonder he looked at me dirty.
Definitely.
I mean, mind you, I'm a 49er fan, but, you know, it was a good weekend for football.
It was.
Not
definitely.
Bad. Nothing too
not
crazy.
Not the Bears, as you were saying earlier.
No. Hey, I still can't get over that Saquon Barkley play where he's jumping backwards. Talk about the highlight of the year.
Yeah. You know I didn't see it. So
yeah, I know. That's why I'm like looking at you.
You about
like,
to ask me about my naps?
That'll definitely be the play of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how about speaking of the play of the year, how was your naps?
Had a few. Actually, considering it was technically a four-day weekend, spent Friday here with DJ Riptide because we had the volleyball team come in. So got to interview them as well as we had the Pulse, the hospital group, early in the morning. So we talked with them about diabetes, which apparently I need to book an appointment for. We won't get into that. Don't ask me questions.
I was going to say, way to put it out there, man.
Don't ask me questions about, I really need to look into that.
So but, you don't need the heavy whipping cream is what you're talking
about? I don't need the heavy whipping cream. I need to stay away from the heavy whipping cream. It's really, really bad. But we got into that and then made some Bang Bang Shrimp tacos from our friends. So we had a little good time. Yeah, a few less naps this time.
Bang Bang tacos. Sounds really good.
Yeah. It's actually really easy to make, believe it or not. So, yeah. Turned out pretty good.
Otherwise, anyone enjoy any of the festivities this weekend?
I did the bowling. I'm a real big kind of bowling guy. It's kind of like a secret thing of mine. So I went bowling with some of the guys that were on my volleyball team. We kind of went on yesterday, bowled like 3-4 games, something light.
Don't worry, we won't tell anybody. You're going to tell anybody?
Maybe. Just one or two. Your secret's safe, I promise.
Yeah, you got it, Chief. All right, you guys want to get into it?
Yeah, let's go right into it.
All right, so Barge will be coming in sometime this week. Unfortunately, our call did get canceled, so we'll have it next week. I'll get you fill rates, all that good stuff. So, yes, it'll look a little light this week all the way up until the end of the week when hopefully the Barge is on time. Knock on wood. Knock, knock, knock. Where's the wood on here? All that good stuff. So, you know, if it doesn't come in through the weekend, you're going to replay this again and just blame me. So it's cool. hopefully it comes in again, tracking some of the usual stuff as normal, eggs, milk, heavy whipping cream, all that good stuff that we do have in stock at the current moment. Again, just, you know, ask everybody to be patient this week. We still are filling what we got from the overall weekend. Store looks good. We're selling through a lot of stuff. Again, we're already set for Thanksgiving. I know it's just around the corner. You ready for that Thanksgiving?
I am right around the corner. I keep coming. You guys keep having new stuff and you keep teasing me, and that's okay, because when it comes time, I'm throwing down.
Yeah.
Just know.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that. So we do have a lot of new stuff in. Again, get it while we've got it, unless it's on the basic assortment. What I usually like to call the basic assortment is stuff that you find in line.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you see on those end caps, those are pretty much what we call the one-time buys. We'll get them the one time, and then they'll sell through. And once we're sold through, we wait until the next holiday season, until the next big thing that comes out.
Good to know.
Just as an FYI for everybody. Big shout-out to everyone who came out this weekend for Veterans Day. We did have a scratcher going on this weekend, so hopefully everyone took advantage of that. And then hopefully everyone took advantage of yesterday. We did have 75 veterans coins that we passed out. So,
nice.
Again, happy Veterans Day for all those veterans here on the installation who helped support the mission here and all that good stuff. So, again, just rocking and rolling. Quick update on the renovation. No update.
No news is good news. Right?
Well, like I said, quick update. No update. So we're kind of still where we're at. So okay. Once we get the hammer starting to swing again, we'll let everybody know. Start going with that as well. So public service announcement. We will have an awards board tomorrow. So we will have delayed openings at all of our locations, including the main store. So we'll knock that out, give our associate of the quarter, all that good stuff. Not that I was going to make it out announcement now. Caught myself there for a minute. However, again, delayed opening tomorrow due to our awards board, so just want to put that out there. Otherwise, again, holiday season's rocking and rolling for us. Navy Blue Friday is just around the corner, about 2 weeks. As we talked before, we will be open Thanksgiving Day. It'll only be the main store,
right.
Limited hours as well. Then Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, Navy Blue Friday, whatever you want to call it. We call it Navy Blue Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. We will be open regular hours, so feel free to stand in line as long as you want. I know you said you were going to take your nap there, right?
You know I'm going to be asleep.
Chief, we'll see you there at 3 in the morning?
I don't know about 3 in the morning, but I'll make my way over there.
Ready. You gotta, they need their breakfast so that they can, can open the stores.
He's like, no, man. I'm just trying to get past this week, right, sir?
I'll make it over there, but I don't know about 3 in the morning. You know.
So we'll have your usual deals and all that good stuff, so just check that out. Again, there is some limitations on price matching that week, so come to the store, check it out, ask for those information as well. We still have layaway going on, so take advantage of that as well. And then the queuing system, we're at week two. Hopefully everyone is getting the hang of it. Again, we're still kind of in the beta test. We are still waiting some more equipment to kind of get everything installed 100%. Again, I know if you're waiting for number 5, it's right directly in front of you. You know, you look and you go 4, 6, and you go, where's 5? Well, the TV's covering up 5, all that good stuff. So that's pretty much all I've got for updates this week. Again, like I said, we'll have a delay opening tomorrow due to awards board. Again, waiting on the barge. I'll get you a percentage next week, and then we'll give everybody updated hours for the following week. That's got anything awesome. For me?
You know what? I forgot. You asked me about what I did this weekend. I got some LED lights that you guys had at the Next. They were some really nice LEDs. So they respond to like sound, like voice and music. So you go by East Caravelle, you see this one light, just this one house just flickering all. Room. That's me.
The noise part is the one that scares me, right? Never mind. You know, your cat and all that.
You know, yes, it responds. It's crazy how well it responds, too. It responds to even, like, I'm on the phone with friends and whatnot. It responds to all that. I was shocked. It's really sensitive.
They're watching. That's why.
Halloween has passed. Thank you
exactly,
very much.
Exactly, right, exactly. But Penny, anything else, sir, unless you got anything for me?
No, I don't. No questions. Thank you.
Well, we always appreciate having you. All right. Well, we are back with our MWR team, and we've got Forrest here. How are you doing?
Not bad, man. Not bad. How are you doing?
Doing all right. It's been a while since we last had you in here.
Yeah, it's been a minute, you know what I mean? But now we're here, and, you know, the good days are back, right?
Always, always. So what is going on with our MWR team?
Not too much on the horizon right now. You know, this is the calm before the storm, before December comes, and okay. We really ramp it up. This week, tomorrow, we got the seafood boil, yes. Right? Everybody who's down for that, you know, if you like that.
Absolutely looking forward to that.
You looking forward to that?
I am. Hey,
make sure you're in there, all right? Pretty sure we sold out now, but if we're not, just call 2522 and they'll get you right. The biggest thing for this week, two big things, all right? This Saturday, we have the Gitmo Ruck number 8, all right? When I arrived on island, I think we was at number 4, right? So this is like my 5th one. This is the only time we ever get, 1,000 people to come out and burn 1,000 calories. So this is, crazy
maybe
stuff.
Maybe out there too.
Yeah, really. They really show up. All branches, all services, all jobs, everybody's out there. And I love to see it.
That's all
and
right.
And we love to see everybody out there as well. I checked today. We do still have T-shirts available for registration. If you like to sign up, it's $20 per person. It includes the performance T-shirt and a Velcro patch. But for more information on that, just call 2740, and they'll take care of you down there at the fitness center. All right. Also on Saturday, later that evening, after you recover from the ruck, right, we have a craft fair. All right. The craft fair will be taking place at the Windjammer Ballroom. Please stop by. You can get you a one-of-a-kind gift. This is the season, mm-hmm. gift giving, right? So go ahead and get you some gifts from our local vendors here. I believe registration is still available. The cost is $20 per table, and you get 2 tables per vendor. If you'd like to register for the December craft fair, which is, later on down the line, for more information on that, call 4091, all right?
Okay.
That's basically it. Oh, I lied. All right. So Saturday, November 30th, right? I know this is a little ways out, but I want to go ahead and put on people's radar now because it's huge. Everybody's heard or probably seen the flyers about the Army-Navy game, I'd imagine, right? You see the people we got coming down here, heavy hitters, right? Marshall Faulk, Hall of Famer.
Definitely looking
Super
forward
Bowl
to that.
Super Bowl champion, offensive MVP, probably led the league in rushing and whatever. But we got big deal. Steve Largent, also big deal, right? Hall of Fame. Now, what you would like to probably do is make a keepsake, right? So if you go down to the Arts and Crafts Center, all right, the ceramic shop, Saturday, November 30th, we will be doing a Army versus Navy ceramic painting, right? So we have these helmets and footballs and other things. You come down there, design them, you know, for go Army, go Navy, whatever you like, or if you want to make it for your favorite football team, you know. I'm a Dolphins fan, so I might have mine in turquoise and orange, you know.
But, okay. Yeah,
so
gotta represent.
We won last night, so I had to drop that in.
It's all about the Eagles, man. We ain't worried about the Dolphins, man. Sorry.
Hey, this ain't my year to argue, so you got it, Chief. I ain't going to say that, man. But, yeah, so the registration for that is $10. All right, again, 4091 is the number you would call for more information on that. Like I said, this week is pretty light other than the Gitmo Ruck, so it's not a lot of information. I usually have a lot going on. Our volleyball players are still here as well.
Yeah, they're going to be I know they're going to be playing for the rest of, up until, like, Thursday, right?
Yeah. So the tournaments have been gone. I think they started last night. They have a game tonight. So tonight is probably the last night.
Okay.
I was told today, yeah. So everything will be done tonight. If you want to go check that out, probably about 1800 at the fitness center. They're doing indoor volleyball, even though we have beach volleyball players. But make sure you go out there and check it out. You know, it's still volleyball.
Hey,
you know?
Volleyball is volleyball.
Yeah. So that's cool. Oh, and we also have the Alakazam Magic Show coming up as well. This will be on November 22nd and 23rd, 6 p.m. at the Windjammer Ballroom. For more information on that, you're always welcome to call 5361, and that's open to the entire community.
For free 99, by the way.
Free 99.
My favorite phrase.
My favorite phrase. If it's free, it's me.
You know what I mean? Okay. I like that one.
It's me. You know what I mean? But for more information on any MWR event, you know, you can always go to the next hospital quarter deck, galley, any MWR facility, get a copy of the Gitmo Life, or you could download a digital copy from our website, NavyMWRGuantanamoBay.com. You know, we have a Facebook page, you know, an app. So we have a lot of ways to get this information out. We do everything except come knock on your door and drag you to an event. So like, you know, if you're not in the know or you don't want to be out there, then, you know, it's kind of on you. But we definitely appreciate everybody's support and patronage. So continue to come out and support your MWR.
Well, we always appreciate that you guys keep us busy with, like, amazing events all the time. I swear I've never seen so many events and so many options for a place where there's really not that many options. You guys really have chosen to be creative and continue to improve everything. So it's been fantastic. I also see that y'all are working on the season's greetings.
Amen.
Whatnot. Like y'all are already working up on that. So looking forward to seeing how that turns out. But as always, we appreciate having you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, so we are back, and we're getting into some naval history. So, Chief, you want to start us off?
I will. November 12th, 1912. His previous attempts having ended with his aircraft crashing into Severn River in Maryland, Lieutenant Theodore G. Ellison makes a successful catapult launch in the C-1 hydro aeroplane from a barge anchored in the Anascosa River off the Washington Yard, D.C. The development of a successful catapult is vital if aircraft are operated from ships at sea. So this is close to me because I'm an ABE and, you know, that's my stuff. I'm a catapult guy on the carrier, so that's definitely big to me.
I'm not gonna lie. I give you props because Anacostia. See, look, already that one got me. I was like, nope, that one hit me. November 13th, 1942. The naval battle of Guadalcanal begins in the darkness just after midnight when two heavy cruisers, three light cruisers, and eight destroyers under the command of Rear Admiral Daniel J. Callaghan engage Japanese warships under the command of Vice Admiral Hiroki Abe. Hopefully I said that first name correct. With the darkness creating confusion and searchlights crisscrossing the sky as ships maneuver radically, the U.S. Navy ships turn back the enemy vessels, which intended to fire their guns on Henderson Field. Four destroyers and the light cruiser Atlanta CL-51 are sunk or scuttled, one of the hits on the cruiser coming inadvertently from the heavier cruiser San Francisco CA-38, taking the life of Rear Admiral Norman Scott. On board San Francisco, enemy fire kills Rear Admiral Callaghan. Also among those killed on the ship are boatswain's mate, First Class, Reinhard Kepler, who courageously battles fires and aids his wounded shipmates despite his own wounds. He receives a posthumous Medal of Honor. The light cruiser, Juno CL-52, is damaged by enemy fire and later torpedoed by the Japanese submarine I-26. It sinks in 20 seconds. all but 10 members of the crew perish, including the famous five Sullivan brothers serving in the ship. Japanese losses include the battleship Hiei, damaged by gunfire and sunk by aircraft from the carrier Enterprise CV-6 and Henderson Field. Two destroyers are also sunk, and six ships suffer damage.
November 14, 1969. The all-Navy crew of Apollo 12, Commanders Charles C. Conrad and Richard F. Gordon and Lieutenant Commander Alan Bean make the second landing on the moon, with Conrad and Bean, spending 31 hours on the lunar surface.
And then November 15th, 1994, Commander Donnie L. Cochran becomes the first African-American to command the Navy's famed Blue Angels Flight Demonstration Squadron. So that is our Navy history. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Miss K coming up. Well, we are back with Miss K. How's it going?
Hey, welcome, doing welcome. Good. Hey, Gitmo.
They thought they heard the last of you. Nope.
Hey, I'm still here.
She is here to stay.
No, I'm just not talking about voting anymore. Hopefully you got your ballots in. There are a few states that have extensions. I keep it on top of my head. New York has like 18 days after the election for the votes to get in. So, I got nothing else on voting. If you come, I'll still provide you with that DS-11 to get your votes tracked. But, we solid on that. I got other stuff to move on to, though.
Right. What's going on?
Well, I'm still pushing out the suggested mailing dates for your mail.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as incoming, getting your Christmas gifts here, the suggested date for using the ground, the truck mail, the cheaper option has passed. That was November 4th. But you know, family members can still send mail that way, but no guarantee of it getting here by Christmas.
Okay.
First class and priority, it's still good. Mail being sent to you needs to be sent by December 2nd for a better chance of getting it by Christmas. And that's for priority, you know, the regular way. Outgoing ground, it should have been sent out November 4th. You can still send it. Again, no guarantee of it getting there by Christmas. As far as the priority and the first class, your mail needs to be on our flight by next Friday.
Okay.
If you don't catch it this Friday, next Friday. And I know it seems super early, but y'all know how the mail is. I don't have to explain that. So, yeah, by next Friday, you should have your Christmas gifts going to your loved ones, friends, and family, and all those in the States.
Absolutely.
Proper addressing. We're seeing an increased issue with people addressing. Now, there are some companies that don't ship here, which is really weird, Sheen. But what people are thinking they can do is use the old zip codes. You cannot. You can use it. But heed my words, your mail will end up in the Middle East or California.
Oof.
And that's been happening because they ship to the old address and not the new. And the way it works, the company has to update. It's not us not getting it, you know. The company has to update. And if they don't, then, you know, you got to get it sent to someone in the States to send it here. But don't use those old zip codes. Those old zip codes being NAVSUP was 09593. Don't do it. JTF was 09522. Don't do it. And the hospital used to have 09589. Please, please don't do it. If you do it, your mail will end up somewhere else. You come in, wonder where it's at. We track it and see it. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do because you didn't use the proper address. You're welcome to put your unit box number in the company line. You know, when you're ordering something and it has your name and it has company, you can put hospital, you know, unit number or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then PSC 1005, then your box number. You can do that. That'll help us here. You know, when pitching, it'll make it go a little faster. But under no circumstances, use the old zip code. And do not put Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Your mail will end up in Cuba.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah. Even if you put the zip code here, it will end up in Cuba. There's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, okay.
We don't go on face and click in it. Yeah, So, highly advised, please use the right zip code, which is 34009 or 34010. And then, like I say, you can put your unit number in there if you would like to help us out process the mail faster here. But under no circumstances, put Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. That does not help. We have the holiday stamps still available. I posted the pictures online. They're really pretty. Come and get them if you're interested. We still have plenty left. And another reminder, we do not suggest customers use wrapping paper, bows, or otherwise elaborate decorations on the outside of packages. I know it's cute, but the items can get caught in the machines and torn off.
I'd be so worried.
You know what I mean? And so when we get boxes that don't have addresses, it goes to dead mail in Atlanta. It's either auctioned off or discarded. Yeah, it's a real thing. Yeah. So please, if you insist on using those festive decorations and wrappings, completely cover them with clear tape. That'll help. You know, and they get through that way. But don't just put them on there and think they're going to end up that way. You know, they're not. And we don't want your mail to end up without an address and get thrown away.
Mm.
And lastly, 100% ID check, and the doors at the post office are censored. Don't laugh at me, because it's a real thing. It's a
I know,
real
that's
problem.
What I'm laughing.
I mean, I'm guilty. I'm guilty.
I did. And it slams, and it's all out of whack, and, you know, it's hard getting money. It's
Look,
hard
y'all money. Try to make it easy. They said, just wave, and they was like, no.
Just wave. And it's but just too, it's too gotten simple. To the point where you wave, and it won't open. And I understand that, but we're trying to fix it. So, but if it keeps slamming, it's going to keep kind of, you know, malfunctioning. So just wave your elbow, your hand, your foot, whatever the case, and the doors will open.
Just smile and wave, boys and girls. Just smile and wave.
Yes. If you guys have any postal questions, issues, comments, concerns, please stop by and see Ms. K, Staff Sergeant Alvarado, Mr. Tejeda, that's the postal officer. See any of us. We're ready to help you. It's what we do. It's the mail.
Absolutely. Well, it's always good to have you here. Always good to see your shining face. Once again, guys, please make sure that you put your addresses. Be very diligent with the gifts that you're trying to send out, all that good stuff, because we don't want your mail getting lost. Please make sure that you're kind to their door.
Yes.
We like them to be able to use it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, y'all. And have a great week, everyone.
Have a great week and be safe. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Absolutely.
So we're back with just a quick announcement, Ms. K. But before Ms. K leaves, we wanted to make sure you guys were aware of some information real quick. Ms. K, let them know.
The flight today was canceled, so we didn't get any new mail today. However, we do have the mail that we processed on Friday, even though it was a family day. The hardworking postal workers did come in and process that mail. And we were closed Monday, so there will be mail pickup tomorrow. Please, everybody, find some time to come get the mail, because as you know, the volume is picking up, and so we're running low on space. So mail orderlies, please come and get the mail. As far as the flight on Friday, we're not expecting any cancellations. If there is, maybe we'll get the information out to you guys somehow. But no flight today, but there is mail pickup tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, once again, thank you so much. Glad that you
could
stop by. Look, you get all the information here. What more could you ask for?
That's right. Thank y'all once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we are back, and we've got Jag and our legal team here. How's it going?
Hey, good afternoon. Glad to be here. I got a new face in the studio with Chief Williams here.
Yep.
He said he hasn't made any song requests yet, but that might change.
Just yet. I'm thinking about it.
So we'll start off with the joke first today.
All right, Jack and jokes. Let's do it.
I'm continuing the Thanksgiving theme since it's November. Why did the cranberries turn red?
You got me there.
Yeah, I'm stumped. What's up?
Because they saw the turkey dressing.
I get that.
As someone who loves both cranberry sauce and stuffing, I appreciate that one.
I like a good dad joke.
I love corn. I love him. I love them.
If you got any suggestions, Chiefs, you know, CMC usually brings one or two also. But if you have any suggestions, always open.
That one's good.
That was definitely a good one.
That put me in the mood.
Yeah, so now I'm hungry. I haven't eaten lunch yet. But the big announcement this week, again, like last week, if you're, president or on one of these associations on base, second class association, first class association, any of those associations who have to renew each year. It's an annual renewal for your license to operate on the base. And you just have to resubmit what you submitted originally. You probably have it on file, hopefully still. It's enclosures 1-8 of the Naval Station Guantanamo Bay instruction for NFEs. If you have any questions, just reach out to our office and we can help you fill that out. You can do it electronically. You don't have to print it out and bring it to our office, but you're more than happy to do it by hard copy as well. We have a PDF fillable version if you want to make it all neat and typed up. The main requirement is, you just have to, say, hey, this guy's the president, this person's the vice president, all that paperwork again. And then if you don't do that, the big no-no is if you don't do that by the end of December, right, come January, you're not going to be legit and able to operate and have a fundraiser or host events on the base. And we want you to be able to do that. So please.
Absolutely.
And we'll be reaching out to the presidents we have on file with that paperwork as a reminder as well.
Right. That's important because, holidays are coming up. Holiday leave is coming up. So it's important to try to get those things submitted in a timely fashion so people can operate.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anything else for us?
That's the big one. I will be off island as long as I make it off on the 22nd of November. If not, there's always that OMC on the 23rd, hopefully, right? Knock on wood. But we'll have a reservist, Lieutenant Hardy. He was here back in April.
Mm-hmm.
He did come to the Radio Gitmo back in April.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so this is probably the highlight of his trip. So he will definitely be here as well while I'm off the island as well. He's looking forward to it.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. Hopefully you have a good time while you're away. And thank you for the update and the reminder, as well as the joke.
Thank you.
All right. Chief, was there anything else that we needed to put out today?
No, not that I can think of. Just continue to support the MWR events that they have coming up. I know I'm looking forward to the Army-Navy game that's coming up and some of the superstars that are coming out, especially Marshall Faulk. You know, growing up as a kid, you know, Marshall Faulk was one of my favorite players. So I'm definitely looking forward to try to get a, you know, St. Louis Rams jersey to try to get it signed or a hat or something like that to get it signed by him. That would be, you know, pretty dope.
Okay, well, some things to look forward to. Make sure that you guys are safe, you know, following rules and regulations. We don't want anyone getting in any trouble. But as always, thanks for listening in and tuning in to Open Line. We'll see you next week.